Hey guys, well, hello and happy Wednesday. And we also want to say hi to our Instagram audience. Today, we actually are recording both on Facebook Live and Instagram Live. So I want to do a shout out to everyone from Instagram that is watching, everyone on Facebook Live. Hi, Carla Ann. How are you, my love? Good to see you this morning. And as you guys are hopping on, I'm excited to share a little message with you today. And then we're going to get to some prayer time. We're living in crazy times, but we actually are living in exciting times. I want to do a shout out. Hi, Sharon. Hi, Kim. Hi, Naomi. Valerie. Hi, guys. I'm excited about our prayer time together. And as you guys know, it's been a few days that we've been together. I've gone back and read your post. Valerie, I know you are inviting so many people to our Facebook Live time. It's such a great ministry. It's such a great opportunity for us to invite our friends to come and pray together. Honestly, this 12 o'clock hour for me has become very, very special because I get to join with you guys, not only in prayer, but in communication. And you guys are just giving me little messages and you're asking me to pray for people. We were able to put a prayer request in the wall for Carla Ann's friend yesterday. So my station here at noon every day from Monday to Friday is to put request in the wall for you. So if you guys have somebody that needs prayer, needs to be in this wall, please send me their names. I want to put their names in the wall, and it is just kind of a connection point of prayer. So again, we're so glad you guys are joining us on Facebook Live and on Instagram Live. So guys, I want to take a moment and talk to you about something that really hit me yesterday. As we know, most of us are on social media quite a bit right now. We wake up in the morning, and whether you're trying to get your news feed from there or you're just scrolling to see what everybody's saying, there's lighthearted jokes. Some of you guys are hysterical. Honestly, I look forward every morning to checking out your feed and seeing what you're saying and what you're feeling, and you lift my spirits. Sometimes it's a prayer request. Sometimes it's a message. There's great messages from pastors and music. And so we're always on our feed and we're following a lot of people. I believe it's our new normal. I believe that we'll probably never go back to where we were, but we have a new normal. And I think social media is going to be a part of our new normal. So I got to thinking about who are you guys following? Who are you following? Because as I'm asking people to follow me and I'm following new people, this thought hit me, who am I following? And then the scripture hit me. And I want to just share it with you. It's actually in Proverbs 19:21. It says, God directs our steps. Many are the plans of man, but God directs our steps. Proverbs 19:21. Let's just stop and pause a minute. Many are the plans of man, but God directs our steps. And God just spoke to me and he said, whose steps are you following, Tammy? I mean, whose steps are you walking in? Who are you letting lead you and guide you and instruct you? Where are you getting your wisdom? Where are you getting your input? Where are you getting your information? Where are you getting your news? Whose steps are you following in? And that's what I want to ask you guys today. Whose steps are you following in? You know, I'm supposed to be in Spain right now. Pastor Phil and I, we're getting ready to go to Spain. Many of you guys know that I have been preparing to walk the El Camino in Spain, and he put this little surprise package together for me, and we were going to take off for a week, and he was going to get some R&R and write a book he's working on, and I was going to walk the El Camino. But many are the plans of man, but God directs the steps. And ironically, I was in Peru, and I made it back just a few days before the quarantine, and God directed my steps. And I was walking yesterday, and I loved a prayer walk, so obviously my steps are important. I count my steps, and God said, baby girl, whose steps are you following in? Whose footprints are you following in? And we live in, again, this day with social media, and we're following so many people. But let me ask you right now, whose steps are you following? And you've got to be very careful, guys. You've got to watch your mind. You've got to watch your heart. You've got to watch your emotions, because you will begin to follow after somebody, somebody's words, their actions, their thoughts, and they're going to spiral you down. So you've got to be very, very careful about whose steps you are following in. I want to ask you, are you watching for the footsteps of Jesus? I'm going to give you some scriptures before we pray, and I think they're really good. I'm going to ask you guys to meditate on these, to write these down. this is our time together, and we're going to pray together at the wall, but these are verses that can minister to your heart. In Psalm 37, 23, listen, it says, "The steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his ways." Do you know that your steps have been established by the Lord? This did not take God by surprise. This crisis, this hiccup, this moment in time did not take God by surprise. He orders our steps. Now, I want to take a moment and just say something right now. I don't know if this was caused by God, allowed by God, or where we are. I'm not going to say, but I know that the God of the universe knows what's going on, and he protects us. He walks with us through it. He guides us. And if you're not intentional about watching the footsteps, if you're not intentional about looking for the path of God along the way, you're going to find yourself going down an alternative path and ask yourself, how did I get here? He tells us he orders our steps. He designs our steps. He walks before us. He leads us. He guides us. So make sure that everything you're doing right now, every person that you're following, is someone you should be following, and let him lead the path. Let him walk you through it. The Bible goes on in Psalm 119:33. Listen, "Keep steadfast my steps, O Lord, according to your promise, and let no sin take dominion over me." Now listen, when I read that, I think, God, I got to be careful. Are you like me? Let me just stop right now. Are you like me that you can get on a news feed and before long you find yourself going, man, this is depressing. This is discouraging. I can't handle this. God wants to stop you right there and say, don't go down this path. Don't go down the path of the news feed. Don't go down the path of a negative person. We've got to be very careful what we let in our mind, what we let in our thoughts, what we let in our home. We've got to be very careful and discerning. We all know Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him." And listen, he will direct your path. He will direct your path. Right now, when we're in isolation, this is a perfect time for you to meditate on the Lord. I sent a little clip out to some of my friends from TD Jakes this morning, and it was such a good word. And he talked about being the church and how we have to stand strong as a church. But he talked about anointing our homes, anointing our hearts, anointing our families. And man, I have anointing oil at home, and I like to anoint my doorpost, my windows. I like to anoint everything about me and around me. Take a moment. Get a fresh start. Get a fresh view of what God's doing right now. Set time aside and say, God, would you direct my paths? I don't want to waste this time. God, I've said it to you over and over and over. Listen to me. We are on pause. We're going to go back to life, maybe not completely as usual, but our new normal. And I don't want you to regret this time that you've had right now to simply be, to read the word, to pray, to go on walks, to be with your family. This is a gift, whether you realize it or not. This moment in time is a gift from God. Allow him to ordain your steps, direct your steps, lead and guide you. Look for him, listen for him, see him. So many of you have been sending me things that have been on Instagram or social media or in the news, and they're like, have you seen this? Have you seen that? Do you know that what you look for, you find? Where your eyes go or what you see. And so if people are seeing numerology, they're saying, hey, did you see the number 8 is in Passover? Did you see what God's doing here? Did you see the COVID-19 in, you know, 1 Corinthians, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 1:9, that scripture. It's so good. All of these numerologies, all of these signs, all of these things that people are seeing, listen to me. God is showing us signs. He's directing our paths. He's leading us. He's not let us here to be alone. He is leading us and guiding us and directing our steps. So look for him to work, and you'll see him work. He wants to guide our steps. You know, I believe that what God's done here, and I love that scripture. We sing it all the time. God took what the enemy meant for evil, and he caused it for good. God took what the enemy meant for evil, and he caused it to good. Right now, guys, you can look at this right now as a distraction, as a disease, as something economically hard on our country, something dividing homes, or you can look at this as a divine plan that God has taken what the enemy meant for evil, and he's using it for your good. He's using it for your good, to settle you, to speak to you, to align you, to redirect you, to make the word of God come alive, to make your prayers heard. I believe the church is waking up and rising up. One thing T.D. Jakes said, I thought it was so good. He said, we had taken church for granted. Most of us had taken church for granted. And now that we can't come to church, we want to be the church. And I tell you what, when those church doors open, I'm right here at the church at the prayer wall. When those doors open, I pray to God that every seat is filled and we come together as a church like we never have before. So this is a beautiful time to be strong and be in your prayer closets and be at this prayer time together, because God's doing a mighty, mighty work. So guys, what I want to do is I want to pray right now. You know, each day we try to pray for three or four things. So here are the things that God laid on my heart this morning to pray for. Number one, I want to pray for those with the coronavirus. I saw that, I believe in San Diego, a young boy was just diagnosed, a teenage boy. And I have a friend that called me, and her friend is on a respirator in Seattle. So there are people truly affected by this disease. Just because you're not doesn't mean someone isn't. So we want to pray in Jesus' name for protection. For protection, those that are on respirators, those who are battling this disease, it's real. And in Jesus' name, we need to pray for healing over people who have been infected by this disease. So that's the first thing. Number two, we want to pray for wisdom to see what God is doing. Listen, God is working in our times. Signs and seasons and wisdom and revelation. He's moving in our country. He's moving in our president. He's moving around the world. So we need the eyes to see. So we want, when we're praying, when I'm on my prayer walks or I'm at my prayer walk, rock in my room, I ask God, show me supernatural things that you're doing so I can see. Open the heavens for me. Show me what you're doing in signs and seasons and the word of God. So we want to pray for that. We also want to pray for our economy. Our president wants to get back by Easter. I don't know how possible that is. I praise God that he wants to get our economy back, but we need to pray for wisdom, that our leaders and the doctors and the people that he's put around him would have wisdom so we can get our economy back, but we do it in God's time. And we also want to pray for, again, our churches and our leaders. So these are the things we're going to pray for at this wall right now. And I'm going to ask you, remember what we're doing together? It's my prayer, but it's your prayer. We're praying together as women of influence. So let's go back and pray for these four things. God, in Jesus' name, as I'm at this wall, we are praying for everyone who has been stricken by this or attacked by this disease. So many people in New York City, so many people in Washington, in LA. God, in Jesus' name, we pray for health, for healing. We pray for a drug to battle this. People that are on respirators, that can't breathe, that feel overcome. In Jesus' name, we pray for the spirit of release over them, for healing over them. Jehovah Rapha, our healer, allow them to breathe, allow their air passages, Father, to be able to breathe deep and to be healed. God, we pray in Jesus' name for all the first responders, all the doctors and the nurses and the police officers and the firefighters. God, in Jesus' name, we pray for protection over them, that you will protect them from this virus, from this disease. God, as we're at this wall, we continue to pray for the economy of not only our country, but of the world. God, we need you in a mighty way. We have so relied on you in so many ways, God, in the past, and we do that again today. God, we rely on you for a fresh awakening, a fresh movement, a fresh anointing. God, if we have drawn aside to the things of the world, would you remind us, God, that the world can't meet our needs. Only you can meet our needs. So this is a wake-up call for the church. It's a wake-up call for individuals, God, to align ourselves back with you. So Jesus, I want to pray as I'm at this wall and the power of this wall, the prayer of this wall. God, we unify as women of influence. We unify as your church, and we ask you to move. Father God, we've asked for revival. We've been praying for revival. We've been praying for new beginnings. And I don't know what you're doing, but I know you're moving and you're shaking and you're stirring your church. So we come together again, unified, and ask for a fresh movement in Jesus' name. And Father God, we want to pray over our president and all of the leaders that there's unity. God, that there would be unity. Only you can bring unity. There's so many thoughts and so many minds and so many opinions and so many agendas. And in Jesus' name, we just pray for unity, for unity, that we would not be pushing our own agenda, but Father, we would be listening for a unified voice from the heavens of God. God, I know what you want to do. I know what you want to do. You want to bring revival to the hearts and the homes of your children. God, you want to see those who don't know you come to you. You want to see a movement of your spirit. You want to see a shaking in the earth. Father God, we just pray as you did in Acts 2 in the Bible, that you would allow your Holy Spirit to just shake and move. God, that there would be a oneness and a unity. And we pray that over our country. God, I just pray for everyone listening. Everyone here right now has a heart for revival. And Father, would you see our heart? Would you answer our prayer and the stirring of our heart to bring revival? And God, I believe that revival starts with repentance. And even as I was walking this morning, God, you showed me some areas in my life that I needed to repent from. You showed me some things in my life that I was being selfish about. I was being concerned about things in my own right, in my own way. And God, when we repent, you show us that it gives room in our heart for you to move. It separates out all the things in our own heart that we want, and it shows us what you want. So I pray right now in Jesus' name that you would bring about repentance so you can bring about revival. And that starts with confession. And it starts with just an alliance of our own heart to you. So I pray that over our country in Jesus' name, that there will be an awakening in a mighty, mighty way. So Father, as much as we hate what's happening, we receive that you work all good things out for our good. You work this, Father, the things that the enemy would mean for evil, you cause for good. So God, I just want to thank you for everyone that's on right now. And I speak life. And God, I want to take a moment. And I just want to say hi to everyone that's on. Helen, you're on. And Rachel, you're on. And Karen, you're on. And Karen, another Karen. And Laura and Jody. Hi, guys. I just want to say hi to you. I want to say hi and greetings. Hi to you, Laura. You're saying hi. And Wendy, good night. I hope you're doing good. Pauline, always so positive. And Marissa, hey, congratulations on that new house in these crazy times and that beautiful backyard that you're able to get in. Hey, God is moving. God is moving in the midst of this anime. Love you, baby. I love you. Follow Jesus Christ. Amen, girl. And in the midst of crisis and trial, sometimes in the crushing is when the oil of the Holy Spirit comes out, guys. And I know many of you are going through burdens and brokenheartedness right now. I know that you've shared that with me, but you're here and we're pressing in and we're asking for God to do a fresh work and a new work. And he's doing that. And again, Valerie, shout out to you, to so many people that you've invited, and Bobby Joe, how you're always ministering to people and you're always bringing not only food, but good word. And so I thank you for that and love you. Christine, you're on this, and the good word you sent me this morning, I thank you for that. And you know what? So Lorraine, I know you're so proud of your daughter. She's ministering to so many people on social media. And you guys, that's what this is. We have platforms right now through social media. These are our personal platforms. Get on your platform and share good words. Let's inundate the social media right now with good words from our music and our minister. If you haven't downloaded our app, Pastor Phil's always bringing a message, and Influence Music has new updates for you. I'm bringing updates. Let's get the word about the church out there. Let's be the church like we've never been the church before. And guys, I'm loving this. I'm just reading through some of your feeds right now. Hi, Jenny. Hi, Veronica. Thank you for joining us. I love you guys so much. Naomi, again, there's so many of you on here, and I just want to publicly tell you that I love you and thank you. So my message to you today, listen, follow the footsteps of Jesus. Make sure that he is the one you're following. Follow good, healthy threads on your social media. Share good, healthy threads. Follow the footsteps of Jesus. You are not alone. You are not alone. He is carrying you. He is walking with you. He is leading you. He is guiding you. Pray for our president. Pray for our church. Pray for one another. Woo! I'm sorry. I'm getting excited. I'm feeling the power of the Holy Spirit right now. I'm so sorry. Just had a moment. It is so good when you begin to feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You feel his pleasure. You feel his presence. You feel his anointing. When you get alone with him and you spend enough time with him, you begin to feel him shift the world out and shift his spirit in. And you have to allow, it takes time, guys. It takes time to get the world out of our mind, get the world out of our hearts. And you sit in silence long enough and you feel an anointing. You feel a presence. He says, be still and know that I am God. Shh. be still and know that I'm God. And you've got to get all of the turmoil, all of the frustration, all of the anger, all of the hurt, all the resentment. And this morning I was walking and the Holy Spirit, I'm just going to tell you, the Holy Spirit brought someone to my mind. It was someone that I had been harboring resentment because it was something that they did that hurt me. And the Holy Spirit said to me, Tammy, you will never go places with me with that resentment. You know that girl, you've taught it, you've said it. And I had to literally just begin to pray blessings over that person. It doesn't matter if I ever get their forgiveness or not. I have to get it out of my heart so I make room for the Holy Spirit to move in me. And I'm telling you right now, revival is not going to come until we get things out of our heart. That whole book I wrote on three skips is you got to get over entitlement, you got to get over resentment, and you got to get over punishment. And we got to allow the Holy Spirit to have our whole heart, a full heart, a heart that's yielded to Him. And when that happens, He can move in and He can do a work in us like we didn't know even told. So guys, follow His steps. He loves you. He is leading you, and the best is yet to come. We are the church. We are the church unified. We are the church glorified. So I love you guys so much. I thank you for joining us. We'll be back at the wall again tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And then I want to remind you, on Saturday, we're going to be starting Saturday Story Club, and I'm going to teach you how to begin to journal your thoughts through COVID-19. Journal your thoughts. It's a questionnaire, downloadable questionnaire of 10 questions, and we'll journal through together how we're feeling through this crisis. I love you guys so much. Pray, get that stuff out of your heart that shouldn't be there, and let the Holy Spirit move in. Love you so much. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.